Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 2, Points of Origin. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution, when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. The rebellion had its origins on many worlds, at many levels of society. One of the leaders of the rebellion is the Princess Leia Organa of Alderaan. But neither her high birth nor her status as an imperial senator will protect her should her rebel affiliations be discovered.
Have our heavy weapons trained on that ship, Commander?
We do, Lord Tyan. But the ship appears to be just what she claims, a consular ship on a diplomatic mission.
I have no doubt that she is. Princess Leia of Alderaan is a veritable angel of mercy. Still, we mustn't become lax.
Commander, the Princess Leia Organa demands to speak to the task force leader.
I'll take it here.
This is the Princess Leia Organa. Responsible for this outrage.
A delight to hear your voice again, Your Highness. Lord Tyan here.
I demand an explanation for this, Lord Tyan.
I would be honored to explain. I'll send my personal land speeder for you.
My own is being lowered now.
Then I await you with great anticipation.
Lord Tyan, she has no grounds for objection. Our mission on Raltir has been sanctioned by the Emperor himself.
Oh, I'm not worried about legalities. I shall now have the privilege of placating a most attractive and influential young woman.
Commander, we've got the last of the population centers under control. Search and interrogation procedures have begun.
Good.
Ask him about Vader.
Do you have a location for Lord Vader?
He left this central interrogation camp a short while ago for your location.
Very good. And the surveillance system?
The main surveillance system will be operational shortly, sir.
When it's functioning, maintain total audio monitoring of the spaceport.
Sir.
We're right on schedule, Lord Tyan. The planet's almost entirely under our control.
And here she comes, the shining jewel in the Organa crown.
She's bringing her own bodyguards.
Greetings, Your Highness.
Lord Tyan, I demand to know
Your
the meaning
Highness,
of this.
Your Highness, may I say that while I regret that circumstances require this inconvenience, I'm delighted to see you again.
My ship was intercepted on her approach and forced to land under escort. The Tantive IV is a consular ship on a diplomatic mission. You have no right to
Perhaps your captain here, Captain,
Captain Antilles, Lord Tyan.
Antilles, yes. Perhaps he'll be good enough to explain what cooperation the Empire may command when emergency powers are invoked.
Emergency powers? For what reason?
When peace and stability are threatened, it's the Emperor's duty to intervene, to ensure his subjects' security and well-being.
Well-being? They're the ones you're arresting!
Your Highness, in view of the uncertain situation here, I think we should depart Raltir as soon as possible.
A sensible attitude, Antilles. It speaks well of your loyalty.
How long will this state of emergency exist?
Until certain troublemakers have been sifted from the general populace. Now, just what was your purpose in coming here, Your Highness?
A humanitarian gesture, Lord Tyan.
I'm afraid you'll have to be more precise. I ask in my official capacity now.
The Tantive IV was to deliver medical supplies and spare parts to the High Council of Raltir.
Pity to say, the High Council no longer exists, either as individuals or as a political entity. Your misguided charity would have been spent on traitors.
Surely you don't think that the entire population
Enough
were involved
of them in... were sympathetic to the Rebel Alliance to require a purification here. The Empire will exert close guidance over them for their own safety.
With a Starfleet blockade? With impressment gangs and interrogation centers?
I recommend great care in choosing your words, Princess. I have a high regard for your family, and if I may say so, for you yourself. But there are certain things which even an Organa may not say with impunity.
Her Highness was expressing understandable distress at the situation, of course.
Of course. You'll pardon my candor, I'm sure, Your Highness. Perhaps I was too severe.
It was nothing.
You're too kind. You know, seeing your lovely face puts it in my mind to take your father up on his long-standing offer and spend some time on Alderaan.
Lord Tyan, this would hardly be the time for...
Any time's the time to visit Alderaan. How can one not enjoy a planet where peace and beauty are common preoccupations, and art and learning the popular pastimes?
We also follow current events, Lord Tyan. After this, you may not be so welcome as
now,
you...
Now, Princess Leia. I'm a soldier and statesman in the service of the Emperor. A man of the galaxy like your father understands that. Besides, my visit would give us a chance to become better acquainted, you and I.
Since we can't deliver our release supplies, I intend to raise ship immediately, Lord Tyan.
And deprive me of your company so soon?
I see no reason to remain.
Well, I should search your ship. Procedure recommends it. Unless, of course, the princess would care to dine with me this evening?
I suppose that could be arranged.
Yes?
There's an ambush on the space field's southern perimeter. The firefight's still in progress, sir.
Have the area contained.
Deploy troops immediately. I want the area contained.
Sir.
Commander, send in one of our reserve companies. I want prisoners. And have Lord Vader meet us there.
Yes, Lord Tyan.
Princess Leia, you'll have to return to your ship for safety's sake. A foolish rebel gesture doomed to failure, of course. We've got the entire city well under control. I'll leave an escort here for you.
I've my own, thank you.
Very well. Your Highness, Captain Antilles. Commander, the southern perimeter. Quick.
Sir.
Suppose we have little choice but to go back to the Tantivy, Antilles.
What if Lord Tyan searches her cargo?
He'll only find medical supplies and technical equipment.
Combat-type medipacks, 3 surgical field stations, spare parts and power units suitable for military equipment?
Your Highness!
What was that? Antilles over there. That man by the landspeeder. He's wounded. Come on. Perhaps we can be of some help after all. Here.
Your Highness, I must speak to you.
He's been shot.
Are you all right?
Let's sit him up.
We have to summon a medic from the Tantivy.
No time. That attack, a diversion so I could get through to you.
Why?
Information. I absorbed it under hypnotic imprint.
Stored in his brain. What information?
We can't talk out here.
Wait, what?
They're setting up a surveillance system in the administration center. They'll monitor any conversation that's not shielded.
I'll call the ship. Tantivy 4, this is the captain. Train sensors on the city's administration center and tell me whether their surveillance system is operating.
Negative, sir.
Inform me if there's any change.
Sir!
We've got to get this man aboard the ship.
Wait. Look.
More stormtroopers.
Quickly, hide him in the speeder.
Your Highness, this puts you in too great a danger.
No greater than yours.
There. You lie still in there, and not a sound for all our lives.
Antilles, look. In that first speeder, the black mask and cloak.
Darth Vader.
So... even Lord Tyan has an Imperial Watcher over his shoulder.
Welcome, Princess Leia, to Raltir.
Lord Vader?
Once again, you appear where rebel activity is rampant. You should be more prudent. You might come to harm someday.
If you're looking for Lord Tyan, he's out on the space field's southern perimeter. I believe he's awaiting your arrival.
It occurred to me to wonder why those traitors would throw their lives away on a useless gesture.
Perhaps they hope to steal a ship.
Or to divert us.
You'll excuse us, Lord Vader, but it's my duty to get the princess back to the safety of the Tantivy IV.
Stand where you are, Captain. You've entered a security zone. Your ship and cargo, your vehicle and your own persons, even yours, Your Highness, are subject to search here and now.
Ours is a diplomatic mission of mercy.
An imperial decree of special emergency outweighs that. You're under our jurisdiction.
Lord Vader, the Imperial Senate won't take this lightly. And any decision to search our ship rests with Lord Tyan. He's in charge here.
And so he is. Yes, we'll make this completely legal. And then see just what it is you're conceiving. I wouldn't try to raise ship. Starfleet has orders to fire without warning. Driver, to the southern perimeter.
You better get back to the Tantive at once, Your Highness. We must get this man to a medic, and the shipping records have to be altered.
Why?
To make it appear that you know nothing of the ship's cargo, or of our friend here, for that matter.
I won't let you take the blame for this, Antilles. We must find a way of preventing Tyon from searching the ship.
Please, we can't discuss it out here. Any moment now, that surveillance system will be in operation.
That's it.
What?
The surveillance system. Don't you see? Tyon is certain to use it to eavesdrop on us. Find out how soon it'll be working.
Tantive, this is the captain. How close to operational is that surveillance system in the admin center?
They're in pre-activation now, sir. A few more moments.
Notify me when they're preparing to activate.
Yes, sir.
You're certain they'll be able to monitor our conversation?
Anything we say out here in the field will be subject to monitoring when the system's activated, yes.
Then I shall set a little trap for Lord Tyon. I'll take advantage of that bloated ego of his. Take your cues from me, Antilles.
Captain, the system's energizing in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1, mark.
I think I shall let Lord Tyon search the Tantive, Antilles. It'll serve him right.
What do you mean, Your Highness?
Lord Tyon is attractive, but he's too forward, too confident. He needs to be taught a lesson. If he searches the Tantive, he'll anger my father, and I'll be able to keep him at arm's length a little longer.
And if he doesn't order a search?
I think it's unlikely. He's not that much of a gentleman.
You're probably right.
And we must leave at once for Alderaan.
First Officer.
Sir.
Request clearance for immediate takeoff.
Yes, sir.
Highness, good to have you back.
Tarek, I know I'm not exactly dressed for the throne room.
Your father left strict instructions to have you shown in the moment you arrived.
Not a very good sign, is it?
No, Your Highness.
Well, I can't mend things by standing out here.
Yes, Your Highness, if you please. The Princess Leia Organa of the Royal House of Alderaan.
Greetings, daughter.
And to you, father.
When you didn't come directly to the court, we worried. Tarek, you may withdraw. Dismiss my court.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Leia, welcome home.
Oh, Father.
Welcome home. We were all so worried about you, and here you show up looking like a freight hauler's assistant. When the Tantive landed yesterday, I expected you...
I couldn't come straight home, Father. I had some thinking to do.
Well, how did you get here from the spaceport?
Walked.
Walked?
Well, I took the old road through the hills.
The entire way?
It's only a day's walk. The teal are in bloom all through the uplands.
I wish you wouldn't go unescorted like that.
I needed to.
You weren't recognized?
Well, I suppose I was, but at least no one fussed over me.
I could only imagine how pleasant that must have been. And may a father ask why his daughter's doing all this soul-searching?
Father, people on Raltir have been chased from their homes, penned up like animals. Executed without trial. Torture chambers are set up everywhere. They call them interrogation centers.
The usual imperial procedure. You're lucky to get off with your life. And what conclusions have you reached?
It's time Alderaan stopped resisting the Empire and started fighting it.
Leia.
Now, I know that runs counter to everything you believe in, Father, but I can't...
Violence and warfare nearly destroyed us during the Clone Wars. Do you want to begin it all again?
But we must help. What good does Alderaan's not having a single weapon do when the Emperor keeps building his armies and his Starfleet?
Will you be the one to bring war to us, Leia?
No. But I can't stand by while others in the Rebel Alliance are risking their lives.
Will you take up arms? Are you prepared to kill?
I didn't start this. The Empire did. I want only to stop it, Father.
It may be too late even for that.
Why?
The wounded rebel you brought home gave us his information. The Empire has a secret project underway, supervised by the Grand Moff Tarkin himself. Lord Tyon and a number of others are working under him.
Tyon? What is it?
An ultimate weapon, some sort of enormous battle station. They've codenamed it the Death Star.
What?
We need more information, Leia. Here is your chance to help.
How?
Lord Tyan is on his way here now. He has taken me up on a long-standing offer of hospitality and has invited himself to Alderaan. It seems he's convinced that you're taken with him.
That was a ruse.
Your real feelings towards him are not unknown to me, Leia. Mm. Now, I've arranged for a private dinner party, just the three of us.
What?
And you and I will see what we can learn.
Well, I suppose it's only for an evening. May it pass quickly.
Now I'll tell you something about these traitors and terrorists who call themselves rebels and freedom fighters. They don't truly understand war. The fools on that particular planet actually thought that the Empire would negotiate with a pack of fanatics.
Oh, no.
So when these so-called resistance leaders showed up to parley, we locked the doors from the outside and torched the building.
Oh, my.
What's the matter, Princess Leia? Have I failed to amuse you?
Lord Tyan, my daughter's upset that you've chosen to wear a sidearm. Alderaan is a world of peace. We have no weapons.
That's why I came without guards. For an intimate little dinner among peaceful people. But I'm a soldier of the Emperor, and a soldier must always be ready for duty.
I'm sure you must feel secure, being the only one armed.
Yes, Lord Tyan, can I help you to some large?
No, thank you, no. Marvelous idea, dispensing with table servants and a long guest list.
No one cherishes quiet and informality more than we, Lord Tyan, I assure you.
What are your plans on Alderaan?
Well, I want to go down to your continent of Thon and take part in the hunting.
Hunting? There's no hunting on Alderaan.
Come. I have it from good sources that your wildlife service will be thinning out the herd.
They will only be culling out animals who are too diseased or too old to last the winter. Their forage will be scarce this season.
But someone has to do the actual culling, as you call it.
And that's how you spend your holiday? Executing weak animals?
Leia.
I beg your pardon, Lord Tyan, but...
It's quite all right. You lead such a sheltered life. You couldn't be expected to appreciate the way a soldier and outdoorsman thinks.
Indeed.
But you really ought to look beyond your Alderaan philosophies and consider the value of other things.
Such as?
Technology. Oh, I'll admit that you were more than comfortable here on Alderaan, but by employing more efficient methods, you could expand your economy threefold.
If we cared to.
Consider our two attitudes, Your Majesty. Your people place primary importance upon being at one with themselves.
You don't approve?
Well, consider the other side of the coin. A technology and methods of organizing people that can reshape entire planets and bring the galaxy under a single rule.
Whether the galaxy desires it or not.
Alderaan could profit from a closer link to the Empire. I could provide that link.
Perhaps you could make yourself clearer, my lord.
A marriage between your daughter and me would benefit all of us.
And what are you offering?
Well said. At present, I'm only a minor nobleman from a lesser house. Soon, I shall be in one of the positions of highest authority in the Empire.
As far as I can tell, you're little more than an errand boy for the Grand Moff Tarkin.
The project we're completing will change all that. By serving Tarkin, I'll win an exalted rank for myself.
And what is this project that's supposed to persuade me to marry you?
Well, it's still classified.
Then come back when it's unclassified.
Do you think I'm afraid to break a rule now and then? Project, as I said, is nearly complete, and the next convoy from Governor Tarkin's headquarters will transfer the plans to the Imperial vaults.
Then amaze us with your confidences. We're waiting.
The Empire has built a battle station.
Surely there's nothing new about a space fortress?
I don't mean a mere orbital gun platform, Your Majesty. This is a machine of war such as the universe has never known. It's colossal, the size of a Class 4 moon, and it possesses firepower unequaled in the history of warfare.
And this flying pillbox is going to make you a member of the Imperial Elite?
More than a pillbox, Princess. It boasts a prime weapon capable of destroying entire planets.
Entire planets? Mm-hmm.
Henceforth, the Emperor will single out a source of trouble, and Lord Tarkin and those of us who serve him will simply snuff that trouble out of existence.
But this is unthinkable.
It's progress. A new order is emerging, and I intend to be among those who lead it. Your daughter can share it with me, and Alderaan can prosper from it.
Blood and death?
Leia, I think
from an empire that will rule unchallenged because of that battle station.
A galaxy of slaves. Is that what you think I want?
Leia, calm yourself.
I'm offering you a place in the empire, Leia. And yes, a galaxy at your feet.
An empire of oppression? Under a Death Star that will destroy...
Death Star? How did you know that
The
name?
Subject was marriage, Lord Tyan. I find your proposal...
How did you know that code name? I didn't mention it.
I used no code name.
You did. I heard you. Death Star. Only someone with rebel contacts could have learned it.
A mere verbal image, Lord Tyan. My
that was no
very...
accidental turn of phrase.
Lord Tyan!
Your Majesty, I'm summoning the Imperial authorities. I'm going to have you and your daughter questioned.
I'll trouble you to remember that you're a guest under this roof.
You remain where you are. We'll soon see how much the Organas know about the Rebel Alliance. Stand aside, Princess. You're only making matters worse for your father and yourself.
No.
Leia!
We can't let him do this, Father.
I will ask you one more... Let me go. Traitor!
No!
Stop, Leia!
No!
Let me go! I warn you!
His blaster! Help me!
Release me!
Is there any news yet?
Yes. The Rebellion has fought its first space battle. I got word to them about the convoy Lord Tyan mentioned.
And?
They won.
Oh, Father.
We have captured the plans of the Death Star.
Oh.
We suffered heavy casualties, but it's an important victory. Now, what about Tyan?
His body's been taken to the Southern Game Preserve.
Good. The Empire shouldn't miss him for some time. Unless other business is settled, we'll arrange a likely hunting mishap and... There. He died by his own hand. You mustn't blame yourself.
I don't, Father. Where are the plans now?
The rebels on Toprawa want us to enter their solar system and make a close pass by their planet. They'll transmit the plans to us.
But that'll surely be a restricted system by now.
I shall take the Tantive.
But, Father...
It's still protected by diplomatic immunity.
But you can't go, Father. You're too important to Alderaan.
Leia, the plan depends on the Tantive. Only the royal house may ride in that ship.
Father, who's always traveling in the Tantive on errands of mercy?
Leia, no. I won't let you go.
But they'll be less suspicious of me. Father, I told you I've been doing some thinking. Rebels died on Raltir to get word to us. Others died to capture the plans of the Death Star.
They knew the danger.
So do I. You can't expect me to stay here when there's vital work to be done. Father?
Very well.
Oh.
But Antilles will go with you.
Father, I won't fail you. Or the Alliance.
There will be a second part to your mission, Leia. In the struggle, we shall need more than arms and intercepted plans. It's time we summon the help of one of our wisest warriors and leaders.
Who, Father?
The Jedi Knight. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
General Kenobi?
Yes. Because of him, we survived the Clone Wars. Now we need his help again.
Where is he?
I'll give you the precise coordinates. After your mission at Toprawa, you must go to him and convince him to resume the fight against the Empire.
I will do my best.
You'll have to hurry.
Father, thank you for trusting me. I'll try to make you proud of me.
My daughter, you already have. You already have. Now hurry!
No the Princess Leia Organa is bound for Toprawa to intercept the plans of the Death Star, and then for Tatooine. On that dry, barren planet waits one of the last of the renowned Jedi Knights. And though Leia doesn't know it yet, a young moisture farmer named Luke Skywalker, whose life is about to be caught up in perilous entanglement with her own. Star Wars, Episode 2, by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were David Aykroyd as Antilles, John Considine as Tyon, Stephen Elliott as Prester, Brock Peters as Darth Vader, and Anne Sachs as Leia. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vagley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Toskin. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Teitelman. Star Wars was presented by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.